Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 56. Positive mitzvah number 56 is to break the neck of the unredeemed firstborn donkey. As the Torah states, Ufeter hamor tifteh b'seh, ve'im lo tifteh ve'arafto. You shall redeem the firstborn donkey with a sheep, but if you do not redeem it, you must break its neck. That verse is a continuation of the verse we quoted in the previous podcast for positive mitzvah number 55. This mitzvah number, positive mitzvah number 56, is very much related to the prior mitzvah. The prior mitzvah was one is required to redeem the firstborn donkey with a sheep or a goat. This mitzvah is saying, and if you don't, then you have to break the neck of that donkey. You have to kill the donkey. And not only do you have to kill it, but one is completely, the corpse of the donkey is completely forbidden for any benefit for that owner. Meaning, not only do they have to kill the donkey, but also they can't get any benefit from the body of the donkey. They can't sell it. And so much so that even if one burns it and cremates it, one is not even allowed to get benefit from its ashes. Rather, it has to be buried. That's it. So, at a very simple level, this mitzvah is meant to reinforce the previous mitzvah, right? The previous mitzvah, number 55, is go ahead and redeem it. How does one redeem it? We described in the previous podcast by giving a sheep or a goat to the Kohen in its place, and then this donkey is completely, you're allowed to use it however you would like to. So you give a sheep or a goat to the Kohen. Now, let's say there's someone who says, No, I don't want to. I don't want to give a sheep or a goat to a Kohen. I don't like Kohanim for whatever odd reason. We'll say, okay, well, then you get penalized and you're going to lose your donkey. And you have to kill the donkey and you can't get any benefit out of it anyway. And so the Torah is, you see, it's encouraging you to do mitzvah number 55. It's not really a choice. One would be foolish to say, I'm going to kill the donkey over giving a sheep or a goat to the Kohen, right? It would have to be someone who is just not thinking clearly, or, for example, the way the situation is, it's, because you're gonna lose a donkey anyway, so you might as well give the sheep or a goat to the Kohen. So you see how the way this mitzvah is constructed, it seems to me that this mitzvah is not really meant to be fulfilled. It's really meant to reinforce the prior mitzvah. Now, the Rambam does count it as a separate mitzvah, which is why we have it as a separate mitzvah on this listing, and there's some discussion as to why this is a separate mitzvah, but essentially, it's pretty clear from the context that this mitzvah is meant to reinforce the prior mitzvah of, you know, if we tell you that if you don't redeem it, you're going to have to kill it, then you're going to go ahead and redeem the donkey, because you might as well. Nothing to gain not to redeem it. One thing I'll mention about a detail of how to kill it. You can't kill the donkey in any way that you want. It has to be done in a very specific way, with a very specific tool to break the neck of its donkey. Let's keep this podcast as a PG-rated show. We won't go into more details than that. But if someone is in this position, that they have a donkey that they're not redeeming, what I would say is go ahead and redeem it. And if for whatever reason you choose not to redeem it, you'll then have to break its neck in a very specific way. Ask someone for more details at that point. So to recap, positive mitzvah number 56 is to break the neck of the unredeemed firstborn donkey. As the Torah tells us in the prior mitzvah that one must redeem the firstborn donkey, and if one chooses not to, this mitzvah tells us that one must break its neck, effectively killing it. Its corpse becomes completely forbidden for any use whatsoever. Even if one cremates it and burns the body, its ashes are completely forbidden to use. Rather, it must be buried. And it must be done, this process of va'arafto, of breaking its neck, must be done in a very specific way with a very specific tool.